We're learning Maseches Nida Daf Lamed Dalet on the base, and we're starting six lines from the top. Omamar. We just learned Omamar, Shechva Zera Shal Yisrael, Tamei B'chol Mokim. This is the carry of a Yisrael, is Tamei in every place, Bafilu B'mei Avedes Gechavim. Even in the stomach of a goita, a goyish lady, and it comes out, it's still Tamei. Freit Gemara. If this is a first halacha, first brisa, tifshei the bayra papa. Why don't we push her up for papa shayla? What was her papa shayla? The bayra papa, shichva zera shal yisrael, but may eris chavim mau. The papa clara shayla, what's the halacha of shichva zera in the goyish stomach? Is it metame or not? So chayr is a first brisa. What was her papa shayla? So the gemara very good shmak. That was not her papa shayla. V'soich gimel leikum bayrele. The papa. The halacha is that Shechva Zera is only Tomei as long as it's Royu to Mazria. As long as it's Royu to give, to make a lady pregnant and make a child. The after 3 days, Shechva Zera is not potent anymore. It gets spoiled. It does not work. The Zera doesn't work anymore. So after 3 days, it's not Tomei anymore. So here, V'seich Gimel Loikam Abayelera Papa. Inside 3 days, of course, Papa agrees that it's Tomei. It comes out of the Goyish stomach. It's Tomei. After 3 days, my Yisrael daigim mitzvahs. A Yisrael who's very worried about his mitzvahs, chava gufa, his body gets warm, umasriach, and the zera that's in her gets spoiled. Why? Because she's a high seed, a varmeid, and therefore it makes the shechva zera spoiled because she's worried about mitzvahs. But over chavim that loy daigim mitzvahs. Maybe a guy who has the zera in her does not get spoiled because she's not dying in mitzvahs. Because where's the makar that takes 3 days for zera to get masriach? The makar is matan Torah, like I spoke at yesterday. That says al tikshu al isha 3 days before matan Torah because it'd be pleta. What help 4 days before? Still might be pleta. Tarit is by then. Pleta is not a tum anymore because it's not real azriah anymore. So you see that by matan Torah, that 3 days makes it masriach. But by a goy who doesn't have the Torah, doesn't have any mitzvahs, so the chayra by them not masriach. I don't know, even the achol shkatzim remasim chav gufayu masriach. Maybe since a goy eats crabs and other garbage, that's why their body gets warm from the wrong things, from being sick in the stomach, and therefore the masriach teiku. So that was a papa shayla. Papa shayla was, is there a din masriach on the zera that's in a goita? Or do we say daigav a mitzvah? Or only daigav a mitzvah and she doesn't have mitzvahs? Or since she eats shkotzim and masim, that makes it warm and makes the zera be masriach. That was the shayla. So to Gemara Vaita. The second chelik of the first part of the Mishnah said, another machalik is b'sham beis hillel, about dam mitzvah. That's dam, that'll be a letter to Mitzvah. So we'll speak out again, that a Mitzvah and Mitzvahs, everyone agrees all the Mayonois are Tame. That means the Roik and Meraglayim are Tame. Dam is not a Mayim pashtus, because it's not Mitzvah V'yotze, it's not similar to Roik. So dam is not a Mayim. So here the question is a dam Toyar of a Mitzvahs Tame? So Meshami says it's Tar. Why? Because it's dam Toyar, so it's Tar, and a Mitzvahs, it's not a Mayim. And Beis Hillel says Tomei. So really the question is, what's Pshat of Beis Hillel? Because why should it be Tomei? Right? Why should it be Tomei for Beis Hillel? It's not a Mayim. And it's Dam Toya. So Gemara will explain. My time with Beis Hillel. What's the reason of Beis Hillel? On Rav Yitzchak, it says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is by Zav, and just like by Zav, all the Miyanos are Tomei, same thing by Mitzayra. It's learned on this Pasuk. We had this before, this Drasha at least once. This is the pasuk Azov. That's Marba. There's a tumas mayonis for a mitzora zocha and a mitzora nekeva. My minus seha. What are our mayonis? Ilam eshamer neseha. When it's Marba, the nekeva is mayonis. If it means the regular mayonis like roik and meimer regalaya, mizocha nafka lelaraf mizocha. So what in your pasuk of Nekeva to Marba the Mayonis of Mitzayra we know from Zachar? What? Why can't I learn from Zachar? They're both Mitzayras. They're both Mitzayras. Just like Mitzrayah has the Reikam and Meragayim Mitzrayah is Tameh, so Mitzrayah is also. Why Mitzrayah is different? So it's extra. Well, what's the Mayanos of the Keva? Must be teaching us something else. Yilei Mashar Menesah Mazachanafka, Ela Ladama, must be teaching us her Dam. Latame Dam Tahirishloi, even her Dam Toya, which is not Tameh, but Al's Mitzrayah is going to be Tameh, special Xeris Akasim. That's what Basil says. So tomorrow, Beshamai, and say like Mordechai, Beshamai, the cave of Mizocha, Le'asya. You can't learn in the cave of Mizocha. Why not? But why not? What's Taka wrong? Both Mitzayra. So I'm going to make a pircha. Ma'ala Zocha, she can Puria Ufrima, but also Tashra Amita. A Zocha Mitzayra has three milas in Hilchas Mitzayra over in the cave. First of all, there's a halacha of ripping the clothing, and there's a halacha of growing the hair. But pirim really means you bring the clothing over the face. But there's a halacha of ripping the clothing. There's a halacha of the clothing, a halacha of growing the hair, and a halacha also, asa b'tashma mita, that's only asa for the man. Because it says, v'yosha chutzma ahaloi, v'loi ahalo. There's no halacha of staying out of asa b'tashma mita for a nekeva mitzvah. So a zocha mitzvah has his three milas, so maybe by him he has mayanos. But maybe a keva not. That's Beis Shammai's Pircha. Beis Shammai, came with Zochel Yassid, Ikla Mifrach, Mala Zochel, Shkintam, Priya, Frima, V'Osir, V'Tash, Ramita, and he's Osir, V'Tash, Ramita. But the cave not. But the cave not. So they maybe they wouldn't have the din. Time in the cave with Loy. Maybe they wouldn't have the din, Mayanus is off. Therefore, you needed a cave for the regular Mayanus. You don't have a riot to dam. So what does Beis Hillel say back to this? Well, Beis Hillel, if you're so sure that Nekeva is Shvacher, so just say by Nekeva, Alocha Mayanos is off, what do you need Zacha for? And it must be, but I mean, my Nekeva, she ain't a Priya or Frima. My Nekeva doesn't have Priya or Frima, which means the clothing, rip the clothing and the growing the hair, Vaina Shur, Vitasha Mita, still Rabbi Rachman and Mayanos, not so Machmir, not so Chamer by Mataras, and still has the Mayanos, just like Mayanos is off, so Zacha like Kalshukain. So it's an extra bus by a Zachar. I'm in the Zachar to in the Keva. You don't need it for Zachar, give it to the Keva. I'm in the Lamanah itself because you learn that from the Keva to new in the Dhamma. Latam Idam Tarashallah. So when Silas says you're right, maybe you can't learn out the Keva from Zachar. But just say in the Keva, learn out Zachar from the Keva. And since Zachar is extra, so you learn out from Zachar that a Dam of the Keva is also with him in the Inni. Meshamai says, Zachar from the Keva Layasi. You can't learn out Zachar from the Keva. I'll appear the other way. I'll tell you a pircha mal in the keva that's betame ba'inus. Her zivus goes in ba'inus, but shenken zacha does not go ba'inus. Time of zacha is like. So Mesilal says, what kind of pircha is that? Well, handling mitzayr now. You tell me a pircha has pircha by dam ziva. Mesilal, kain mitzayr pircha mil zav. Yes, it's the kashem zav. Mesham is shum tum pircha. Ma'isa. I can ask a kash from Tuma, that's enough of a pircha. So that's the first mahalach in the Gemara. Basil says that Dam Toya of Mitzaras, even though it's not a ma'ayin, it's still Tomei. What's the reason it's Tomei? The reason it's Tomei because it's a special cost, Zeres Akasim, says Zocha the Keva, and Zocha is extra. And that teaches us that it has, even Dam is Tomei by Mitzaras, even though it's Dam Toya. There's not a mahalach. What do you say? Because the kasha was that her, what does Beis Shammai do with that drasha? So here the Beis Shammai said he has a pircha, he can't learn on Zacha from the keva because you have a pircha of Mitam Ba'inus. But you said a different shah. I'm like Beis Shammai, Haile Zacha is not extra. You know why? Because the Ba'inus is something else. The Zacha Kol Shu Zacha, in Goldman Cotton, teach us that even a cotton has it in Zivus. Before, we learned, one man learned that from the pasuk of Ish Ish. But Beis Shammai holds Ish Ish in a drasha, why Dibber Tarek Lashem Ne'adam. Therefore, we need a pasuk. The Zohar teach us that even a katan has zivus. And what does Beis Hillel do with that? We're using Zohar to teach us the extra dam toya of mitzaras. So how does he know that dam zivus is taught by a baby boy? So he could have said some ishish, but we don't want him to learn ishish either. So Beis Hillel nafka v'nu drasha nafka mazois tayras hazav ben gadol ben katan. Moshe zois tayras hazav is marbe ben gadol ben katan. That's what comes out. That's the cost of in the Torah that even according to Beis Hillel that even Dam Torah Mitzras is Tamei. So that the Maravaita, Rav Yosef, Kipashet Rav Shimon Belakish Bezav, where Rav Shimon Malakish was darshaning in the Hilchos of Zav, Boi Hachi. He cleared a shayla like this. Ria Rishon Zav Katan Ma'av Shetatame Bemaga. Now let's speak this out a few klalim. To become a Zav, you have to have three Rias. The first Ria, when he sees the first Ria, he's not so tummy. He's the same tumma like a Balkari. What's a tumma Balkari? Balkari doesn't need Shivan Akiyim. All it is Tumas Erev. There also is no Tumas Masa. There's no all the Chomadiga Tumas of Zav. My honest Zav. One Ria is nothing. Of a Zav is like a Balkari. But a second Ria, he has all the dinim of a Zav. Besides, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. He has to have Shivan Akiyim. He has to have Tumas Masa. The third Ria of the Zav, he needs Shivan Akiyim. Now we said a Katan has all the Nziva, right? I mean, he sees 3 days, he has to bring a carbon, the old dinam of Ziva. He's a Zav. That's the halacha. I don't know about the carbon, I never looked at the carbon, but he has all dinam of Ziva, so he has to bring a carbon. I'm not 100% sure about that, but he has all the tumas of Zav, for sure. We know, if everyone remembers the last few blot of Valkari, what's the age of Valkari? And remember what the age of Valkari is? 1 day old? 2 days? 13? Well, what's the shear of Valkari? So you have a four, a Ben Tess. Has to be 9 years old. That's the shear of Akari. That's two kilometers. Saying Ziva starts 1 day old, but Akari is when 9 days old. And remembers how we knew that from the Pasuk? One's a Lachem Moshe Sinai, one's a Pasuk. That was what we said in the Gemara 4. One's a Lachem Moshe Sinai, one's a Pasuk. Because the Pasuk can say 9 years old, it's a Lachem Moshe Sinai. Let's learn before. So now we got that little Hagdam. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Ki Pasher Rav Shimon Lakish Bezav, when he's learning Hilchos Zav, he's Bayhach, he has a shah like this. Ria Rishon Shel Zav, the first Ria of a Zav Kata Mahu, Shetame B'maga. Shetame B'maga. Or Shetame at all, really, just be the Shaila. Not B'maga, is it Tame at all? Is it Tame at all? Why? The Pasuk says, Zoyz Taris HaZav, Ashetet Zemena Shevchazara. When it comes to one Ria Zav, the Torah makes a Hekesh Shevchazara. That's when he knows only Tame Tumas Erev, not full Tumas, because it's Hukash Shechazara. Amrachmana, Kol Shechazara Shloim Matame, Rir Shaina Shloim Matame. Maybe you'll make a hekesh like this. Any person that his Shechazara is Matame, his first Rir will be Matame. Bahai, this Katan, Kimin Shechazara Shloim Matame, Rir Shaina Matame. This Katan, since his Shechazara is not Matame, because he has to be 9 years old, Rir Shaina Matame. When Dilma, Kimin the Ilu. Or maybe you'll say not like that. Since this first Ria, if you make a ton of two, he'll become Tame, he'll be a Zav. So maybe, so then it should be Tame also, just like a Gadol. Because maybe it has been a Zav. Since he has all the parasha of Zav, since he has a parasha of Zav, and this will be Mitzarif to the Tumas Shiva of every Zav. You see one more Ria, and it's Mitzarif of Tumas Shiva. So then it has all the dinim of the first Ria. That's the Gemara Shach. Very Gemara Shach. Is it because Hukas Shechazara? So we look at it as Shechazara, and he doesn't have Shechazara, or you look at it as something else. It's Zav, and this is can make him a Zav. So the first Riyah is Matame. That was Rosh Lakish Shaila. Amarava Tashima. I'll bring you a Raya. We just learned. Fibes Shamba. He has a drasha. Zoyz Taris Hazav Ben Gadol Ben Katan. So we're going to learn out from here. My Gadol Riyah Shana Shlam Matame. Af Katan Riyah Shoyin Unam Matame. We learn from here, Medin Tairas Azov, that a Katan is Matame exactly like a Zav. Just like a Zav is Matame one Ria, also a Katan. Just like a Zav is Matame one Ria, the first Ria, even a Katan also Matame the first Ria. And we're not going to be Helka Shechazara because there's a special Ribui of Zoyz Tairas Azov. Megamar is a little bit Shvar because we knew that a Katan is a Zav. The question was, is Helka Shechazara, that's Mafkia, the Tumah. So you have to know what we meant. What we add on is Zaytar Zav. I and the Aruch Nair maybe talks about it a little bit. But Maisa Kapanim, Rav is telling us, Zaytar Zav teaches Ben Gadol Ben Katan. Therefore, the first Ria of the Katan will be Tumah. Let's make a little Haskala Vaita. Boy Rav Yosef, Ria Rishayna Shal Mitzayra, Ma'u Shemitame B'masa. Now, really, this Gemara Shaila is going to be a shayla if Zivus is considered a ma'ayin or not. That's really the oimik of the shayla. The depth of this shayla is a Zav, the first Riyah, that called a ma'ayin or not. We know a Metzayra, all his ma'ayonis are tame, his roik, his meraglayim. What about Zav, the Zav that comes out of him? Is that called a ma'ayin or not? And therefore, what we're nafkamina, if the rear Rishon Matam Amasa, we said the rear Rishon of regular Zav is like Keri. Keri is not Matam Amasa. It's not the high level of Tumas Zav. But a Metzairah is already a high level of Tumah. He's a Metzairah. He has Mayana. It's not Matam Amasa. So what are his first rears? Matam Amasa or not? Rear Rishon Shem Metzairah, Maosh Matam Amasa. Mokim Ziva Ma'ayin Umatame is the Ziva called a Mayin and it's Matame. Or the Mulam Mayin, it's not a Mayin. I'm a Rava, I'm going to bring a Raya. Tashma, I looked at a Brysa. This Brysa is talking about someone who has two Rias Azov. And that, we said, is all the level of Tumah is all the same level, just missing a carbon, that's all. Tashma, Azov, Tamehu, Limit al Azov, Shu Tameh. That teaches us, this Pasuk, Zov, Tamehu, teaches us on Zov that it's Tameh. B'mai, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Ilayim b'zov greida. If we're talking about a zov that's not a metzayra, so it's pashut that it's metame. La'cherim gerim tuma la'atzme la'kolshkin. If you can make the person tame metame b'masa, it's enough to make the person into a zov. And the loch is that a zov is metame b'masa. If someone holds a zov, I'm telling you, Taisus pshat, not Rashi pshat. But if someone holds a zov, he becomes tame. So you see, it's tuma b'masa. If he picks him up without touching him, let's say, he picks him up on a chair. He becomes Tomei. He says, Madach, this dam, second dam, Zoiv, can make the person Matam Masa. Of course, Zoiv is Matam Masa. Lachem Gerim Toma Latzme Lakoshkin. So, what are we talking about when you're Ribu Zoiv Tomei? El Pshita Bazov Mitzoira. We're talking about a Zov Mitzoira. Why is Zov Mitzoira different? Because the second Ria of Zov Mitzoira is not making him Tomei, but Masa. He's anyway Tomei Masa, he's a Mitzoira. And we need to reboot that. We need a pasuk about Riyah Shniyah to say that's Matam Masa. Shma Mino Mokim Ziv La Mayinu. See, it's not a Mayinu because it was Mayinu Matam Masa anyway. It's Mayinu Matsaira. He's in a special reboot to say that his Zov is Matam Masa, even though it's not Matam him. So we see from there that it's not a Mayin. Shma Mino Mokim Ziva Lav Mayinu. We see from here that it's not a Mayin. We'll continue tomorrow. I'll message them tomorrow.